Right now, we are in the midst of a supernatural war. This is a war between light and darkness. It's a war between good and evil. Between good and evil.
We need to realize that there's a spiritual realm. It's just that we ignore it because we can't see it. But it's there. We are in a war. We are in a war.
You are in the mix with Marcus Gibson. Keep it locked and enjoy nothing but the best mixes.
All the pressure.
of a supernatural war. This is a war between light and darkness. It's a war between good and evil.
That there's a spiritual realm, it's just that we ignore it because we can't see it. But it's there.
We are in a war. We are in
a war. Ask the person, are you playing games? Ask the person, are you playing games? Ask the person, are you playing games? Ask the person, are you playing games?
The second game, and I'm not going to be long this morning. The second game, and I took inventory of several people. The second most popular game that we played as children is house. Now you have to watch out when folk are playing house. The object of house was pretension. In other words, you pretended to be mommy and daddy, and if you happen to have been the youngest one in the game, then you had to play the baby role. But as I looked at that today, I come to the conclusion that there's a lot of us who claim to be saved, and we're still playing house. That's why babies are having babies. Before they can even spell mama, having babies. Swallow the pumpkin seed over the summer. But when winter is coming, they must produce something. There, I'm playing house. And you know, we're playing house when we shack. Now, in most games of house, there is never a marriage ceremony. Very few of us play marriage. Has followed us up into our adulthood, and we skip over what the Bible says, getting married, and we just go ahead and live in. If you can't say amen, say ouch, you're still wrong. Yeah. We live with folk who we have no intention of ever marrying. We sleep with folk who we have no intention of ever marrying. We have babies for folk who we never had an intention of marrying. You are playing house. And the
try to kiss. But the rules have changed. We live in a terrible time. And in this day and age, it's no longer just catch a girl, kiss a girl. But we're playing a game with different rules. You don't just have to kiss the girl. A kiss ain't enough. And I go further than that. It's no longer just play boys and girls, but it's catch whoever you can and kiss whoever you can and do whatever you want to do with whoever you can.
You are in the mix with Marcus Gibson. Keep it locked and enjoy nothing but the best mix.
This ain't a shout message.
Believe in these.
Right now, we are in the midst of a supernatural war. This is a war between light and darkness. It's a war
between good and evil.
Personal Jesus. prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Reach out and touch faith.
Kill for me. I love you enough your hotel. I won't be so vacant, and I can tell that you ain't faking, because I take death threats like the best of them. Would you kill for me? I love you enough to ask you again. Would you kill for me? You won't be kissing me unless you kill for me. I was always intentional, always for results. Who are you going to cross? I was for attention, always for results. Who are you going to cross? I was for attention, always for results. Who are you going to cross? Would you kill for me? I love you enough to ask you again. Would you kill for me?
Smell your own onion. man has made it this way. Oh, fresh and fresh is all that.